The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We are back here on Get Up, and Dominique Foxworth, just take a look at this play. This is the White Sox, Luis Robert, and this is not exactly what he had in mind. Your thoughts?
If I was a baseball fan, I'd be a little upset. We could be watching Shohei Ohtani strike people out and hit home runs, but we're watching this embarrassment, balls bouncing off hands. There are some athletes in baseball. There are a couple of them, like four.
We are going to show you Shohei Ohtani highlights coming up in this hour. And, of course, you all remember when a ball went off of Jose Canseco's head and went over the wall. So this one, comparatively speaking, was not so bad. With that, I welcome you back to another hour of Get Up, as always, live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. I am Greeny, and we are going to be busy in this hour. Here we go. It's time to get up with Aaron, whose future is in jeopardy. You will hear him address it more directly than ever before right off the top. Then we will explain why the specter of another superstar hovers over practically every pick in the upcoming draft. And then we'll get to the Patriots. We're going live to Foxborough to find out if they're done dealing at the most important position on the field. A million questions, and we've got the answers as we get up with you, starting right now this hour with Adam Schefter running the hurry up. And Shefty, let's start with Russell Wilson. What's the latest?
Listen, this has gone quiet, I think, in large part because of the fact that teams that Russell Wilson put out there, Chicago, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Dallas, they filled their quarterback needs or are unwilling to move on from their current situation. I still think Seattle would be open to dealing Russell Wilson, but not unless the Seahawks could assure themselves of getting back a quarterback that they felt really good about replacing Wilson with. Unless that happens, no deal for Russell Wilson. Meanwhile, the NFL is investigating Deshaun Watson. The Houston police are investigating Deshaun Watson. I think NFL teams are looking at the Deshaun Watson situation. And this situation has continued to unfold. Again, the Texans might have to discount him in trade if they decide to move on from him. But there are so many legal questions now that it has complicated the football questions regarding Deshaun Watson. The San Francisco 49ers already have moved up to number 3 in the draft. And Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback, is absolutely square in the conversation to become the number 3 overall pick. We'll see whether they ultimately come to that decision in the next 3-plus weeks, Greeny. There are other quarterbacks out there that will merit consideration. Trey Lance, Justin Fields. But Mac Jones clearly is in the conversation to become the 3rd player picked in this upcoming NFL draft.
Conventional wisdom is he's a good fit in Kyle Shanahan's offense. Let's see if that's what they decide to do. Speaking of great quarterbacks, let's talk about one of the best ever, Aaron Rodgers. You'll be able to watch him on Jeopardy tonight as the host. He makes his debut, but we are continuing to contemplate his future in Green Bay. On Friday, he was talking to our Kenny Mayne, and he was asked about finishing his career with the Packers. And here's what Aaron said.
You know, those things are just out of my control. The team has obviously the power to do what they want. My job is just to play as well as I can.
Well, when you say things like that, then things get misinterpreted. Wouldn't you like to just proclaim, I'm there, I'm your guy. I want to keep throwing for Lombardi Avenue all day.
Ken, you and I both know that's not how it works.
What a fascinating thing that is for him to say. Yes, I mean, Shefty, pick it up from there. What should we be thinking right now about Aaron Rodgers' future beyond hosting the game show?
We've heard from him 2 times this offseason. 1 time after they lost to Tampa in the playoffs, and 1 time this past weekend with Kenny Mayne. Or those are the 2 times we've heard him at length. And in both cases, neither time was he willing to say, I'm going to be a Packer for life. And I think we've seen Greeny over time. Peyton Manning moved on from Indianapolis. Tom Brady moved on from New England. So, of course, Aaron Rodgers could move on from Green Bay and probably will wind up moving on from Green Bay at some point in time when, again, the organization 1 year ago not only drafted a quarterback in the 1st round, but traded up to draft a quarterback in the first round. If you want to send a message to your starting quarterback, that's the way to do it. You trade up to go draft a player at his position. That's why you hear Aaron Rodgers non-committal to Green Bay long-term. And that's why Packers management to this day, even in recent weeks, has to go to Aaron Rodgers to get his thoughts, to talk to him about the future, to see how they want it to go on. Because that's happened here in recent weeks where they've had conversations with him trying to figure out how each side is going to address them. And I don't know how those conversations came out, but clearly Green Bay management saw the need to go to him, to talk to him, to try to address some of those long-term questions that I don't think today are answered.
And the one thing we know is that no extension was done or worked out or anything like that. We know what didn't happen. What we don't know is what will happen. But Dominique, let's do what you and I both love to do, which is let's psychoanalyze someone that we barely know at all. Aaron Rodgers, as you listen to the way he said what he said to Kenny, as you sort of read the body language and that smile when he said, look, you and I both know that's not the way these things go. What did you take away from that?
Oh, yeah, I think that everything that Adam said is right on point. Adam started this by naming some quarterbacks. You don't have to go that far from people that Aaron Rodgers is familiar with. Aaron Rodgers is a California guy. He saw Joe Montana do it elsewhere. And Aaron Rodgers went to Green Bay and pushed Brett Favre out of town to go watch him do it at two other cities. So I think he's coming to this realization now that he is not above being a football player, that team's going to treat him like a football player, and everything about his body language and the way that he speaks since that draft. Drafting of Jordan Love suggests that he knows he's going to go somewhere else, and maybe he wants to at some point, because Dan said at the top of the show, guys like Aaron Rodgers are kind of motivated by spite. There's nothing spiteful about bringing a championship back to Green Bay. You know what's real spiteful? Going somewhere else and winning one.
You know what's confusing and all? Well, not confusing, but each of the situations we're talking about are unique. Peyton Manning got hurt. They had the first pick in the draft. Right. Tom Brady made his own decision. He wanted to leave for whatever reasons and left as a free agent. This one has its own unique take here because you wonder what exactly do the Packers want? What exactly does Rodgers want long term? Dan Orlovsky, what's your read?
Yeah, even going what Shefty said, I think the trading up to go get Jordan Love is a big part of this. But taking it further, in the Packers' last 9 first-round picks, 8 of them have been defensive players, and the 9th was the guy that is going to replace Aaron Rodgers. At some point, we all have to listen to their actions. They speak louder than their words. I actually think that Aaron sounds like a guy at peace. Aaron sounds like a guy that knows he's coming off the MVP season, right? And the reality is that Green Bay needs Aaron Rodgers more than Aaron Rodgers needs Green Bay. And I think Aaron sits there and goes, I'm okay. I know I'm a great player. And if this organization decides to move on from me, one of the greatest players ever at this position, I'm going to be just fine. And I will go to a place and I will make them regret choosing someone else other than me.
Feels more and more like that's the direction this is going, but of course it can still take quite a few twists and turns along the way. Meanwhile, we are 3.5 weeks away from the first round of the NFL draft, and the biggest question right now seems to be what will happen at number 2. The New York Jets have Sam Darnold on their team right now. The last 2 quarterbacks not to make a Pro Bowl despite being traded up for in the top 5 are Darnold and Mark Sanchez, who have that in common. They were both Jets. This guy could be the next one. The Jets could trade down, and they could do something there with Zach Wilson. If they draft Wilson, the Jets could become the first team in the common draft era to take 2 quarterbacks in the top 3 within 4 years. For the record, that's not a situation you want to be in. And Sam Darnold is in a terrible situation, and his former teammate Josh McCown said this, quote, Sam would embrace it, meaning being on the team and having them draft his replacement. But he'd also go out and work hard and try to make the most of the opportunity to play this year and put it back on them and make them have to make a tough decision at the end of the year. And so Adam Schefter, he's talking about the possibility of the Jets drafting Zach Wilson number 2, but keeping Sam Darnold. What are you hearing coming out of there as far as the Jets' plans?
Listen, I think that the Jets are listening to calls for Sam Darnold, but they will not just give him away. I think that they would trade him for the right price, whatever that price is. My guess is it's a late 1, 2, something in that range. I don't think they move on from Sam Darnold for anything less than a second-round draft choice. And if they don't get what they want, I don't think they wind up trading Sam Darnold. And now we're back into the situation that Mel and Dan addressed in the first hour, where essentially quarterbacks become assets. And you look to accumulate in this league as many assets as you can, even if it means having two quarterbacks, both picked in the top three picks of the draft. And so the Jets could be in that situation. Now, again, there are a lot of teams out there that have not addressed their quarterback need, but not as many as when the offseason began. We still don't know what Carolina is doing at quarterback. We still don't know who Denver is bringing in to compete with Drew Locke. And so what about a team like Pittsburgh and finding a potential successor to Ben Roethlisberger? What are these teams going to do? And will one of them step up and give the Jets what they want for Darnold? And if so, then they move on from Sam Darnold. If not, maybe you keep him. But I still think the Jets are tracking to pick quarterback at two.
And it's worth pointing out that the Jets would get a compensatory third-round pick if Darnold were to leave as a free agent after next season. So they to get a three back right now, you're really gaining almost nothing relative to the situation you would be in a year later. So let me bring the rest of the guys in here, and the man who was synonymous with the draft, of course, is Mel Kiper Jr. And so I will start with you on this situation here, Mel. We all know where you stand. Anyone who has heard you or watched you or anywhere knows you believe the Jets should keep Sam Darnold and build around him. But if they do not, if that is not the direction they go, give us a sense of what you think Zach Wilson is doing, what he's bringing there, and what the Jets should do as far as Darnold's future.
Yeah, I think the problem I have with drafting Zach Wilson is that, too, Greeny, is you lose by not moving down Kyle Pitts and those three wide receivers. And now you have Zach, but you don't have that big-time receiving entity to help him, and you're moving Sam Darnold. So you could look bad on a couple levels. Sam goes and has success somewhere else, and all those four receivers all have great success, and now you have Zach Wilson. Now, they have improved that talent base. Zach Wilson has tremendous arm talent. We know what kind of potential Zach Wilson has. But Sam Darnold's only 23. We've talked a lot about Kyle Trask, the Florida quarterback. He's the same age right now as Sam Darnold, both 23. Mm. So you still have a quarterback who's gone through three rough years. He has had success. If you look at the last four games of 2018, last nine games of 2019, last four games this year, he has had some real good stretches with a bad team, a questionable coaching staff, and talent around him that was inferior to a lot of positions. So now you give him better personnel, better coaching. Now he could maybe be what Josh Allen became in Buffalo, that progression that Josh showed this year to becoming an elite quarterback. If he is, then you can move Zach Wilson and get a ton in return. You imagine his value. He's like, well, he wouldn't have played. Patrick Mahomes didn't play his rookie year either. Would he have not had great value if the Chiefs would have wanted to trade him? Then you think about now with Zach Wilson. And now if Sam's not the guy, then he'll just leave in free agency. He wasn't the guy. No harm, no foul. Now you develop Zach Wilson.
The complicated part of all of this, we can get into the mentality. Well, let's just do it quickly, Dan, quickly. Again, the mentality of the quarterbacks here. If you're Darnold and you're there, and now you're Wilson and you get drafted and Darnold is still there, you know the way quarterbacks think. How does that work?
I don't think it would go well. You know, like, I don't know Sam personally, but I've heard that he's got, like, the great character and the great work ethic and the great kind of competitive nature, right? And so I think Sam would be a pro about it and handle it as good as he can. But at the end of the day, I think Sam Darnold would also sit back and be like, I want to be out. I want to go have my chance. Because if the Jets are taking Zach Wilson, they're taking him in hopes and belief that he's going to go be their guy. And Sam Darnold's probably sitting there going, hey, guys, I would like the opportunity to go somewhere else. Because reps are reps. Like, at some point, you've got reps with a new offense, a new coaching staff. Like, it's not as easy as, like, hey, we're just going to let these guys both go compete. We might not have an offseason. We're going to let these guys both go compete and see what happens. And, Mel, my question would be this. If this was to happen and Sam Darnold plays and he plays good football, doesn't Zach Wilson's draft or the viewpoint of Zach Wilson plummet? Hey, Zach, why would I give up a haul for you now when you couldn't beat out Sam Darnold, who a year ago didn't have more than a third round value?
What I would say to that is, Dan, that Sam's the guy, and they make that decision. Sam has an opportunity now to seize control of this football team. You talk about football, Dan. You played it. Neek played it. You guys are the ultimate competitors. Now, there's levels of competitiveness. There's tens.
Sure.
There's eights.
Sure.
There's fives. All football players are great competitors, but there's levels of that. Sam, is he going to be that 10? Is he going to be that Josh Allen? Hey, the players will go through a wall for Josh. Right. Will they do that for Sam? Can he seize control? If he does, it's his team. And then Zach Wilson has great value, tremendous value in a trade. His value doesn't diminish if Sam becomes the guy. If Sam isn't, he becomes just an average quarterback who's struggling. Then you develop Zach, and over a period of time this year, he becomes a starter, and you move forward, and Sam moves on as a free agent. I think to say that it's going to be a problem, I think this will test and will prove who the ultimate competitor here is. And if I'm Sam, I'm going to say, hey, just like Aaron Rodgers, you drafted a quarterback, let him wait. He's never playing here, and if he is, it's going to be a mistake. See, hey, you drafted Zach Wilson, he ain't playing here. This is my team.
Nick, in 15 seconds, how's this going to go?
Yeah, not well. I think once you play it out, it gets a little bit more silly once you think about it, because I think you don't want to add anything to make it more difficult for your quarterback to succeed. Whether he can succeed or not, keeping the old quarterback makes it more difficult for him to succeed. And also, the draft pick, it's just like a new car. As soon as you expend it, the value goes down exponentially. And whether it makes sense or not, no one's going to trade what they would trade for the number two overall pick. They're not going to trade the same thing for Zach Wilson, right, a year from now. It doesn't make sense. So if you think about this, the best case scenario, Sam Darnold plays really well. You have Zach on your bench. You get to the end of the season and you're stuck with what you think is a good situation. And then it goes the other way, and Sam Darnold's value goes down. I understand we got to get to commercial at some point, but it just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
I'm so late. The thing I agree with the most is that we have to get to commercial at some point. Let's get a quick break in here. We have so much football to talk about today. We know Russell Wilson isn't happy with everything in Seattle. Does that mean he's going to be elsewhere next year? Shefty has that answer. And Dominique will explain why the ghost of Mahomes will be haunting the entire league during this NFL draft. That's on the way. This is Get Up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're back on Get Up. And after swinging and missing on Russell Wilson, the Chicago Bears signed Andy Dalton to a one-year contract. He is their QB1. And their general manager, Ryan Pace, spoke about why he thinks Dalton is a good fit for that offense.
Andy fits our style of offense. You know, when you go through it with our scouts and coaches, you know, he can handle the drop back game. He can handle the RPOs, the play actions, the movements. And we just felt, you know, as we went through those free agent quarterbacks, he's one of the more complete quarterbacks that we evaluated this year in free agency. And we're excited to have him.
He can handle the RPOs, the drop backs, and the movements. Dan Orlovsky, what do you think?
Yeah, no duh. He's played in the NFL for like 12 years. I would imagine that Andy Dalton can handle most of the parts of running an NFL offense. We are aware of that. But at the end of the day, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy did not need a guy that could handle their offense. They did not need a guy that could fit into their offense. They needed a guy that could elevate their offense to save their jobs. That was going to be a player like trading for a Sam Darnold and see if you can hit on his talent, or trying to find a way to get up in the draft and get one of those young quarterbacks in this draft, or keeping Mitchell Trubisky, who over the last 3 years has been a better player at the quarterback position than Andy Dalton has been. This is exactly what happens when an organization doesn't have a plan and then they play or they operate in panic. And that's exactly what happened with Chicago. And they're still left. And here's the thing. What's the answer? Andy Dalton hasn't thrown for 3,500 yards or more than 3,500 yards in 5 years. Do you think he's going to do something he hasn't done in over 5 years?
That's the question, is are they set there? And Shefty, I think we believe that they were heavy in it for Deshaun Watson at one point, heavy in it for Russell Wilson, certainly. Do people around the league believe the Bears are set at quarterback with their plan?
Well, they're as set as they can be right now. The issue here, Greeny, is that if they could have made a move for Russell Wilson, they would have. But again, we said to you that Seattle's not going to trade Russell Wilson unless it knows and loves the quarterback it's getting in return. Chicago could not offer a quarterback in return. There wasn't one on the roster that Seattle coveted. I think the Bears have the 20th overall pick. They're not getting a quarterback that they know that they can count on at that spot in the draft. And so Chicago really was without an asset to make a Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson trade happen in my mind. And so the Bears set course with Andy Dalton because he was, in their mind, the best option out there. And I will say this. I know that we're questioning Andy Dalton's credentials, but in talking to a number of teams that have had quarterback questions and needs over the years, Andy Dalton's name continually has come up and has continually come up as one of the guys that is a more underrated player, an underrated quarterback, somebody who I think a lot of front offices and coaches really believe in. Now, again, is he going to elevate the Bears' offense? We'll see. He's got that opportunity. All I can tell you is I think front offices value Andy Dalton a little bit more than the average fan does.
Mel, what's your take?
He's 33 years of age. He's a similar age to Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, but I think he's a plateau quarterback, and he's a quarterback, guys, that has needed talent around him, quality talent. With the Bengals, he had some good talent, got into the playoffs. That was it. The Chicago Bears, their major needs right now going into the draft, offensive line, wide receiver, impact players around the quarterback, and I think that's where Andy Dalton is going to struggle a bit. Think about the Windy City, not great arm strength, although he was in Cincinnati, but I think he's a bridge. I think, make no mistake, he's a bridge to the next quarterback. Right now, though, we don't know who that quarterback will be. As Shefty said, hey, it's not going to maybe be Russell Wilson. They didn't have an interest in Carson Wentz, which shocked me, but that's their decision internally. This is an organization has to win. Head coach Jim has to win. And if Andy Dalton's your guy, good luck without great talent around him.
Well, that's the point. You can't have a bridge quarterback when your coach and your general manager are in the situation. Then he becomes a bridge coach to whoever the next coach is going to be. I have to leave it there because we had the game of the night last night that I get to now, and that was this. Or all the marbles in the women's NCAA championship, Stanford, Arizona, and it was a thriller. Pick it up. Fourth quarter. 3 minutes and change to go. Arizona down four. Airy McDonald. Oh, she was so good in this tournament. Knocks down to three. She had 22. It's a one-point game. 2.5 to play. Stanford by one. Haley Jones. Yes, plus the foul. She had 17. It's a four-point game. Arizona made three free throws. 15 seconds to go. Stanford by one. Looking for a little offense. Keanu Williams. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to turn it over. This is not what legendary coach Tara Vanderveer had drawn up. Arizona with 6 seconds left, down one, with a chance to win the championship. They want to get it to McDonald. The defense knows it's going to McDonald. And look, she is smothered. Nowhere to go. Throws up this tough prayer at the buzzer, and it is not answered. Stanford holds on for its first national championship since 1992. What a week. What a game. What a night for Stanford.
This program is what it is because of Tara. So the legacy that she's created and just being able to be recruited by her and now be a part of the team, it's just an honor to be able to do this for her and with her.
It was about 6.1 seconds left, maybe. I got denied hard. I tried to turn the corner. They sent three at me. I took a tough contested shot, but, I mean, it didn't fall. So that's what I remember.
What a thrilling game it was. An incredible Final Four. Coming up, Dominique will explain why the ghost of Mahomes haunts the entire league. Don't miss it next.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Ready or not, tell them here I come. Ready or not, tell them here I come.
look at me, I'm handsome, fast, quick. Doesn't take much for me to, I'm modest, humble, you know. Doesn't take much for me to be confident.
It is the dopest open that we have of any of our segments that are attached to any of our crew. It is time for Dominique's unique perspective. Mr. Foxworth, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so I believe that the ghost of Patrick Mahomes has a lot of teams believing that they can find the next Patrick Mahomes or they can create the next Patrick Mahomes. I think that's why Trey Lance is rocketing up. That's why Zach Wilson is rocketing up, because they see that they have some similar Mahomesian abilities. But let me warn those fan bases who may end up with them. That ain't Pat. I don't care what you think. Those guys that you're looking at are not going to be Patrick Mahomes. And the other thing that I hear happening a lot is teams talking about maybe redshirting their quarterback when they come in, having a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo hang around and maybe play a little bit, or having Sam Darnold hang around and maybe play a little bit before you go on to your next guy. And you think that somehow that's going to create something similar to Patrick Mahomes. No, it's not. Patrick Mahomes would have been nasty as a rookie. He did not need a whole season to learn how to identify the mic, contrary to what you may believe. If Patrick Mahomes can count the three, he can ID the mic. So don't believe that you're going to do something special and create this new Patrick Mahomes because some guy can throw off the wrong foot across his body, or because you allow him to sit on the bench for a season. And the last thing that I'm surprised about going into this draft is that we always kind of have these trends where you see a player perform a certain way and then everyone looks to find him. Right now, they're looking for Patrick Mahomes. I'm surprised people are not making a correlation between Josh Allen and Justin Fields, because Josh Allen is a guy who is big and athletic, just like Justin Fields. Justin Fields is a lot more accurate. Maybe his arm is not as strong, but he has all the pieces that you would think, and he's had a better college career against better talent. So I'm very surprised that entering this draft, we aren't seeing Justin Fields skyrocket coming off of such a great year by Josh Allen. So you asked for one unique perspective, Greeny. I think I gave you like four. My bad.
No. I like it. And I actually can put the two of them together as you bring the entire squad in here to talk about this. Basically, what you're saying is it's a copycat league because it's a copycat world. Everyone is looking for the next Mahomes. You're saying it's not going to be as easy to find as everyone hopes. And you're asking, why aren't they looking for the next Josh Allen when that seems to be the hot thing in the NFL right now? Mel, let me start with you. And obviously, I'm asking for a friend, Zach Wilson. All I hear about anybody here, if the BYU, oh, he throws off Pat form. He's got all these Mahomes and Rodgers-like traits. What does that mean? Should I be as nervous about what Dominique just said as I feel?
Well, I think what Dominique said is true in terms of trying to find the next Patrick Mahomes, but there's a lot of really good potential superstars. Josh Allen, obviously, Lamar Jackson, what Joe Burrow shown, Justin Herbert. The AFC is loaded with those potential superstar quarterbacks, and everybody goes through this exercise, guys, of rating players and going out to games and combines and all this stuff and pro days because of trying to win a Super Bowl. And you know who you have to beat, and it's these great quarterbacks that you have to try to out-duel. I will say this in terms of this draft in particular, and mentioned Justin Fields. Josh Allen had haters as late as September of this past year that were hating on him, saying he could never be a successful starting quarterback because Buffalo developed him properly. I think when you talk about the evolution of a quarterback, it doesn't happen overnight. That's why I'm patient with Sam Darnold. Like I say, Josh was hated on even coming out of when he was drafted back, you know, what, 4 years ago. He was hated on draft morning, and look what he's become. So for Justin Fields, I would not worry about where you're selected, because the team's going to take you. A team that believes in you will take you, whether it's in the top 5, top 10, top 15, top 20, doesn't matter. He's going in that top group. And obviously, if teams pass on him, I love quarterbacks come in with a chip, whether it was Ben Roethlisberger, whether it was Aaron Rodgers, whether it was Josh Allen, whoever it may have been, Justin Herbert, come in saying, okay, these guys went ahead of me, but I know I'm better. I think Justin Fields feels that way, and I would not be demoralized or feel like, oh boy, this tells you Justin Fields can't play just because he was the fifth quarterback taken. History has proven those quarterbacks that fall ultimately turn out to be sometimes a lot better than the quarterbacks went ahead of them.
Dan Orlovsky, as Mel is talking, and I see you're agreeing with him, here's what I'm thinking. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, well, both obviously terrific players. They are organizational success stories. They are the story of an organization that got it right. Sam Darnold is an organizational failure. He was failed by his organization and had no chance. And there are millions of guys that go into both categories. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. Both those teams were playoff football teams when they went up in the draft and drafted their quarterbacks. And the correlation between Patrick and Josh Allen is this. They had talent, then they had really good coaching, and then they had really good development. That is the difference between those two young quarterbacks. I mean, Lamar is in there as well right now. Baker Mayfield is in there as well right now. It's like those guys were put in positions where they had the talent, then they had the coaching, and then it all came together, and that's what happens when you get development. And that's why I stated before, Justin Fields, wherever you go, it's going to be determined what you become in the NFL with how you handle it and if you go to the right spot and how much you're growing. Like Patrick Mahomes, here's the thing that I'll say about Patrick, right? I think Patrick is phenomenal, but he's one of the greatest talents we've ever seen come into the NFL at that position. He also went with one of the best offensive minds we've ever had in the NFL to an organization that had a very healthy roster and a football team that was a playoff team, and he sat behind a very experienced starter in the NFL. That is called the perfect storm. That's why we've seen Patrick do this, okay? Josh Allen, really good football team. Great offensive-minded head coach, healthy roster, and that's why we're seeing Josh do this.
Yeah, the two things that come to mind is Mel pointed out that there were Josh Allen haters up until this season. I will push back a little bit and say that they weren't Josh Allen haters. They were Josh Allen truthers, because Josh Allen wasn't very good up until this season. He was incredible this year, but all those things came together. And I do think that more often than we have quarterbacks who bust in this league, we end up having teams who bust these quarterbacks. And I think the villain is upset. I want to get up. Clear the way. Clear the way to upset. Set the Bond villain. Go
ahead, Mel. I got a block against this quarterback. Josh Allen was developed, and there was progression, huge progression, prior to this year from year one to year two that nobody noticed because they looked at the analytics that lie. I always call analytics. There was Josh Allen progression from one to two that nobody noticed. It just wasn't all of a sudden in August when people had it. That's, again, you got to see it to believe it. Maybe they did with Josh Allen, but internally they knew what they had. So, and I like Josh when he came out better than Darnold. And to Darnold, I said when Darnold came out, competitiveness level of Josh was through the roof. Sam had to prove that. And I think Sam now will have that opportunity to prove what a competitor he can. There were people that questioned that. Now prove you can do it. Josh Allen had to prove all you doubters wrong, and he did it, but the progression was natural. My problem with the Jets is they don't allow that. The Jets' progression should be right now.
This is just filibustering now. You won it when you hit me with analytics. The wordplay was triumphant. Good work.
I got to get Shefty in here. Go ahead, Shefty. You hear all of this? What do you take away?
Well, again, I think back to the draft processes leading up to it, right? With Josh Allen, he was regarded the year before his draft as potentially the number one overall pick, and he slipped to number seven and has turned into the player that he has with the help of the coaching and organization he went through, to Mel and Dominique's point. And then Patrick Mahomes, I don't remember the conversation around Mahomes being this all-world talent coming out. I don't remember that at all.
But that and Shefty, you're spot on. I think this is part of the reason why. Because we talk about Patrick, and so often it's about the physical. But since Patrick has become a starter in the NFL, like, Patrick has got special feel. I don't know if the Chiefs knew that. Like, Patrick has got this great ability to slow the game down while he continues to play crazy fast. I don't know if the Chiefs knew that. And there's some unknown with all the quarterbacks.
They knew that. They were paranoid about that.
Respect the man in the middle in the green coat.
It's not green, but okay. We'll take a very quick break as we continue here in a moment. It's gray. As we continue, the Patriots have made a ton of offseason changes. What they haven't really done is make any change at quarterback. Will that change soon? We've got that answer next.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
This is Cam came back after the coronavirus and wasn't the same. So if you believe that it has taken some time to return to what he closer to what he was at the beginning of last year, but you remember the beginning of last season, we thought Cam was going to have a special year. He was playing well. We had that tight game against Seattle where he was a yard from winning the game. So you could argue adding these defensive players will take the pressure off of Cam, bringing in another tight end and improving that offensive talent around him, and hopefully him coming back healthier could make them competitive. But I wouldn't bet on it. It seems like what we saw from Cam Newton, it's probably the Cam Newton that we can expect going forward.
This is going to be one of the most interesting storylines of the draft. If there is a quarterback sitting there, who's going to come up and get that guy? And will it be New England? He's never done it before. Guys, I got to get to the performance of the night last night. The whole world was buzzing talking about that man, Shohei Ohtani. Angels, White Sox, top of the first. Ohtani, this is 101-mile-an-hour fastball. He's got some heat. Finished the game with 8 pitches over 100 miles an hour. He actually threw the hardest pitch of the baseball season last night, as you see him striking out Adam Eaton there. And then he hit the hardest hit home run of the season. There it is, 451 feet, his second of the year. Angels are 1-0 lead. So again, threw the hardest pitch and hit the hardest home run. But then this happened. You don't even want to watch this. If you know the history of injuries with Ohtani, you're going to shudder when you see what happens. We got a play at first. Now we got a ball being thrown to the plate. And look what happens to Ohtani. Down he goes. Hit the lower leg by Jose Abreu, and down he stays. Joe Maddon originally said he could pinch hit today. They're giving him the day off today, but it doesn't seem as though it was that terrible. Meanwhile, here's how the game is decided. Bottom of 9, first and second, and that's Jared Walsh with a walk-off three-run shot off Matt Foster, his second of the night. Angels win it 7-4. Ohtani, 4 2/3, struck out 7, and of course hit the home run. Before he was forced off, he threw 101-mile-an-hour fastball and hit 115-mile-an-hour exit velocity home run. Again, threw the hardest pitch and hit the hardest home run of the baseball season so far. Meanwhile, you like baseball? We have plenty of it for you. A quadruple header is coming your way today on ESPN. Twins and Tigers get going at 1 Eastern, followed by Cleveland's home opener against Kansas City. Then into primetime, you got the Rays and Red Sox at 7 Eastern. And finally, the White Sox in Seattle starting a 3-game series there with the Mariners. It's all available on the ESPN app. Meanwhile, First Take is coming up. What does Aaron Rodgers have left to prove? Stephen A., Max, and Molly will debate that. Plus, who should be drafted first, Justin Fields or Zach Wilson? First Take, top of the hour here on ESPN. We're talking about football as we continue next. Sam Darnold could be on his way out of New York. We've got the destination for him. Could change everything. That's next. Get up on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, if you ask me, it's the best week of the year, and that is because it's Masters Week. And Thursday and Friday at 3 Eastern on ESPN and the app, we have exclusive first and second round coverage of the Masters from Augusta. Once again, ESPN Plus will also have featured hole and featured group coverage all four rounds. To get ESPN Plus, go to ESPNplus.com or download the ESPN app. Meanwhile, we'll finish it with football today. And again, the questions in New York about Sam Darnold. He is there. Should they trade him and take Zach Wilson, number two, with the Jets? Meanwhile, former Jet quarterback Josh McCown, who knows Darnold well, told our Rich Cimini that Darnold would welcome competition from a rookie quarterback, saying, quote, Sam would embrace it and be helpful. He'd also go out and work hard and try to make the most of the opportunity to play this year. All of this, and we've talked about this at some length today, but you know what just jumped into my head? And Mel Kiper, I'm coming right to you in the moments we have left. I just read a promo for First Take. They're coming up and they're going to debate whether Justin Fields should go ahead of Zach Wilson in this draft. So I will ask you, are the Jets even taking the right quarterback number two if that is indeed what they do? Mel Kiper.
As far as my ratings are concerned, no, Justin Fields is the second best quarterback, but they don't care. They're going to do what they're going to do. And a lot of people agree that Zach Wilson is the second best quarterback. I find all the things we talked about today, the interesting thing to me is, guys, what I glean from all this is we're talking about great quarterbacks, potential great superstars, young and relatively young quarterbacks in the AFC that have a tremendously high ceiling. And we have three iconic organizations that have, I think, between them, six Hall of Fame quarterbacks that need to figure out the quarterback position. That would be New England, Pittsburgh, and Denver. Is Drew Locke the right guy? Could Sam Darnold come in there and provide competition? What happens in Pittsburgh? Who's the heir apparent to Big Ben? And New England trying to figure it out. So where are these three organizations that have won big in this league and have had Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Where are they 3-4 years from now? It's going to be a wild ride to see where they end up, because we know they're great organizations, but right now there are three organizations that have to figure out their young quarterback moving forward, who that guy will be.
I'm going to try and get everybody in if I can. And, Shefty, I'm starting with you. I feel like we've been acting on this show and other places like it's a foregone conclusion the Jets are taking Zach Wilson at number two. So if I tell you that, what do you say back to me?
I say it's tracking that way right now because there are no absolutes around the draft. We don't know if there's another team that's going to make them an offer. We don't know if all of a sudden during this process in the next 3+ weeks they'll come to the conclusion that they should be going a different direction. But I think today, if they were making the pick today, Greeny, I think today the pick would be Zach Wilson. Let's see what happens in the next 3.5 weeks. But that's the pick that, to me, they are on track to make, and there's still a lot that can happen between now and then.
And so, Dan, I'd ask you the same question. You're looking at tape. You're breaking down all these guys. If they make it Wilson over Fields or anybody else, is that the right decision for the Jets to make?
Yeah, because he's got more uncoachable traits. And the reality is that the Jets coaching staff went there because of their interest in Sam Darnold and his style of play and his talent. And Zach Wilson has a lot of similarity to his game. And so if they are going to move on from Sam Darnold, then the pick is Zach Wilson. Because of those uncoachable traits, those throws that when the quarterback is making that decision and he's starting to go, oh, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And all of a sudden he does that and you go, huh, all right, that worked out. That's pretty sweet. But I have been adamant, and I'm going to say it till the night of the draft and probably for the next year, he better be as good off the field as his talent says he is on the field. That will be the most important thing for the Jets.
And the flip side of it is sometimes that talent has gotten Darnold in trouble. He was turnover prone in college, and he's been turnover prone in the NFL despite having had very little around him. Dominique, a final word. What is your big picture take on the whole thing?
And it doesn't really matter necessarily how well we evaluate these quarterbacks. I think they're all close in talent. But I think the thing we should take away from this is that the context and the situation matter above all else. We look at the most recent success stories, the guys being drafted at quarterback position into the NFL. There are players who ended up in great situations with great
Correct.
Coaches, good offensive line, great receivers around them. That's true of all the guys that we've seen had success recently, from Josh Allen to Lamar Jackson to Dak Prescott to all those guys.
Good point.
It's more about the situation than it is about the player.
That is fair. Listen, I know that we could continue arguing all day long, but the show is going to end in 15 seconds. Thank you all for getting up with me today, guys. You were phenomenal. Most importantly, thank you for getting up with us here. We've got plenty more to do. We'll see you back in Better Than Ever tomorrow. First Take starts now.